الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم, and we are now actually in the most important part of this month, in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. My goodness, it's gone so fast, but these days are really, really important. So let's first start with the dua that I hope we will just remember all the time, okay? So six things, do you remember those? Let's go over them again. فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ, ask your Rabb, بِنِيَّةٍ صَادِقَةٍ, with a truthful intention, وَقُلُوبٍ طَاهِرَةٍ, and very, very clean heart. Number one, أَنْ يُوَفِّقَكُمْ لِسِيَامِهِ, that you're able to fast. وَتِلَاوَةِ كِتَابِهِ, and you're able to recite his book. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, that you do tawbah, you repent, you ask forgiveness for your sins, because the most unfortunate one is the one who's not been forgiven. إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَّةِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَةٌ, فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُغْلِقَ عَلَيْكُمْ, the doors of Jannah are open, ask Allah never to close them for you. وَأَبْوَابَ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَقَةٌ, and the doors of Jahannam are closed. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يَفْتَحَ عَلَيْكُمْ, ask your Rabb never to open them for you. وَالشَّيَاطِينُ مَغْلُولَةٌ, shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُسَلِّطَ عَلَيْكُمْ, pray to your Rabb never to free him for you. So these six things throughout the year. Her focus today will be Juz 19, and you can see it's part of Surah Al-Furqan, Surah Al-Shu'ara, and Surah Al-Naml. But we're going to start off first by reciting the first ruku of Juz 19. So please recite with me. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خزولا وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا من المجرمين وكفى بربك هاديا ونصيرا وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل عليه القرآن جملة واحدة كذلك لنثبت به فؤادك ورتلناه ترتيلا ولا يأتونك بمثل إلا جئناك بالحق وأحسن تفسيرا الذين يحشرون على وجوههم إلى جهنم أولئك شر مقانا وأضل سبيلا صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. We'll now recite the three du'as. They're absolutely phenomenal, so please recite with me. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا علي يا عظيم يا غفور يا رحيم أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر، فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك، من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي، وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أدخل على أهل القبور السرور، اللهم أغني كل فقير، اللهم أشبئ كل جائع، اللهم اكسو كل عريان، اللهم اقضي دين كل مدين، اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب، اللهم رد كل غريب، اللهم فك كل أسير، اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين، اللهم اشفي كل مريض، اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك، اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك، اللهم اقضي عنا الدين وأغننا من الفقر، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام، واغفر لي تلك الذنوب العظام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام. We'll now look at an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali. And in this extract, Imam teaches Abu Hamza Thimali to say, فَإِنْ أَفَوْتَ يَا رَبِّي، if you lovingly pardon me, يَا رَبِّ، فَطَالَمَا أَفَوْتَ عَنِ الْمُذْلِمِينَ، then you have forgiven many, many sinners before me, قَبْلِي، before me. لِأَنَّ كَرَمَكَ أَيْ رَبِّي، because your generosity, يَا رَبِّ، يَجِلُّ عَنْ مُقَافَاتِ الْمُقَسِّرِينَ، is greater than punishing those who have sinned. وَأَنَا، and I، أَعِذٌ، I am seeking refuge بِفَضْلِكَ، in your fadl, in that extra, in your bounty، هَارِبُ مِنْكَ إِلَيْكَ، and I seek refuge in it as well. But today we're going to talk a little bit about Imam Ali, basically because this is the day which is in between the time that he was struck on the head and when he died. For many of you, this might be the 19th night, which means it will be the night when Imam Ali was struck on the head with a poison sword by Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam. And it's all about him today, besides Laylatul Qadr. You know, a person is known by their words. So let's just look at some of the words of Imam Ali so we can understand who he was. He was just a phenomenal person. I'm going to look at some things from letter 31, which is from Najul Balagha. He said, Usika bi taqwallah, hold on to being God conscious. He said, no connection is reliable than the one between you and Allah. In his letter he tells his son, study the lives of past people, ponder over their activities, where they were and where they are now. Give up discussing what you don't know. Acquire insight into religion. Make yourself the measure of dealing between you and others. Don't say to others what you don't like to be said to you. Know that he who owns the treasures of the heavens and the earth has permitted you to pray to him and has promised acceptance of dua. He has not placed anything between you and him. And if you make a mistake, he hasn't prevented you from doing tawbah, from repentance, and nor does he hasten punishment. We can see some of the things on the screen from his will. He says, I advise you, my children, my relatives, and whoever receives this message, to be conscious of Allah, to remove your differences, to strengthen your ties. I heard your grandfather, that is the Prophet, say, reconciliation of your differences is more worthy than all your prayers and all your fasting. Look what he says, remain attached to the Quran. Nobody should surpass you in being attached to it or more sincere in implementing it. Be in awe of Allah when you pray Salah. Connect to Him. It is the pillar of your religion. Persist in working in His way with your money, your souls and your tongue. Don't go for the world. Don't be seduced by it. Don't resent anything that you have missed in the world. So, as I mentioned yesterday and I'll repeat again today, Ibn Muljim was a slave when Imam Ali paid to be free. Imam gave him the money to build his life. When Imam was leaving his home, the birds were making a noise. And he said, "Don't quiet them, they're bidding farewell to me." When he got to the mosque, Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim is lying on his tummy with a sword under it. Shaitan sleeps in this way, by the way. We shouldn't be sleeping on our tummies. And Imam said, "I know your intention." He's praying Salat al-Fajr. He's in Sajda. And Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim hits him in the head. And he says, "Fustu bi Rabbil Kaaba." I have been successful by the Rabb of the Kaaba. When they brought Abdul Rahman to him, he said, "Loosen the ropes on his hands. You can't do that." He told Imam Hassan, "Give him to drink what you drink and eat what you eat. Until he faces a court of law, you will not do anything to him." Imam is surrounded by his family. He speaks a few words to each one. We'll talk about this tomorrow, inshallah. But today, just to remember him. What an awesome human being. The most perfect student of Rasulullah. But I'd also like to talk about Qadr today. So let's just talk about it. I spoke about it a little bit yesterday. It's really important that we understand these nights. These are phenomenal nights. Absolutely phenomenal. So we're going to look at Surah Al-Qadr. Recite it with me first. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. So the focus of the surah, and you recite it as much as possible in these 10 nights, just carry on again and again and again. Every time you get time, Surah Al-Qadr. It focuses on the awesomeness of the night the descent of the Quran. So literally the birthday of the Quran. The whole of Ramadan is really in celebration of the birthday of the Quran. So this night, Qadr, when you say, what does Surah Al-Qadr mean? Well, it's known as a night of power, measure, but I'd like to call it limitless. So although we say quantity, quality, Qadr, every time you think of Qadr, think limitless, okay? Lots of benefits of recitation. But let's look at the first ayah. Where Allah says, "Inna, indeed we." Why does He say we? Because the whole of the spiritual world was involved in the descent of the Quran. Anzalnahu. Nazala means all at once. Nazala is over time. So all at once this Quran was revealed from Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Ma'mur to the heart of the Prophet. Fi, when, in Laylatul Qadr, in the night of Qadr. The entire surah is dedicated to this night. Can you imagine? It is known as Sayyidul Layali, the chief of all the nights. Kalbu Shahru Ramadan, the heart of the month of Ramadan. And Ra'sus Sana, the head of the year. Can you imagine how important it is? Now he says, Wama Adraka Ma Laylatul Qadr. What will make you know what the night of Qadr is? You know, he's trying to magnify, he's emphasizing it. It is so important. That's why he's repeating it. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. It's better than a lifetime. Because 1,000 months is approximately 83 years. So this one night is better than a lifetime. Can you imagine? He's saying it's a night of timelessness, basically. What happens in this night? Tanazzalul malaikatu. So now see Nazzala with a Shadda. So the Malaika come in rows after rows after rows after every department of angels come. So they leave their tasks and they come down to earth. Or Ruh. Ruh is Jibreel. Or anything that is connected to divinity. So they come down. Fiha in it. Bi idhni Rabbihim. With the permission of their Rabb. So the totality of angelic powers. And they have to take permission of their Rabb to do what? Why have they taken permission? Because they want to meet, some ahadith say. So they want to meet, they aspire to meet Ahlul Quran. With what? Min kulli amr, with absolutely every command. Everything for you and me. Now, where do they come down? There's congestion on earth, by the way. There's loads of angels. But that amr, they come to Sahib al-Amr, which is Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu farajah. So now what happens? Salam. It is peace. Hiya hatta matla'il fajr. It lasts for the whole night until fajr. Matla'a is the rise of fajr. So this continues until you see the dawn. And what do they bring? Everything. Every single issue. Health, financial, emotional, spiritual. So there's a potential to change from limited to limitless. It's a timetable for the whole year. So what are you going to do today? So first of all, we will, inshallah, write down our aspirations, and I've been talking about it. Write it down, because today you have it written down. It's like you put in an order. Then the order is confirmed on the 21st, and on the 23rd it's dispatched. That's it. It's done. You can't go back. What do I do? Prophet said, give charity, goodness to parents, good in everything. And if you do that, your difficulty will become goodness. Your life will be increased, and there'll be protection from evil. Do ghusl at the beginning of the night and at the end of the night. It's highly recommended. Imam Sadiq recommends this. Pray 2 rakat salah. In every rakat, Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Tawheed 7 times. And when you finish, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. If possible, in sajda. And we're told, you will not lift your head and your parents will be forgiven. So you and your parents, isn't it amazing? It's the best gift you can give your parents. Do istighfar. Istighfar is literally to say, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. Ghafara, in essence, is to cover. Al-ghifar is a helmet that a person wears to protect his head. So here we're asking Allah to protect ourselves and the mistakes we make unknowingly. And then we say, wa'atubu ilayh, we're going to make a U-turn. Recite it 10 times if you can, 100 if you can, but 10 is okay too. La'na, withdrawal of mercy for those who manifest evil and injustice. In this particular case, we're asking for the withdrawal of mercy from he who killed Imam Ali. Allahumma al-an, oh Allah, withdraw your mercy from he who killed Amirul Mu'mineen. It is actually an expression of tabarra, to run away from imperfection and go towards perfection. Lots of times in the Quran we find la'na. La'na to shaitan, to ashabu sa'd, to those who lie, so many places, to those who disbelieve, and Surah Al-Ahzab, to those who hurt Allah and his Prophet. So Allah and his Prophet were definitely hurt by the person who killed Imam Ali. And then we have the amals of putting the Quran on our heads. So we put the Quran on our head because we acknowledge the awesomeness of the Quran. And we verbalize the name of the Masumeen. Incidentally, all the amals are updated. So all the amals for the 19th of Ramadan are uploaded on the Q Fatima admin site. And hopefully, inshallah, also on the Hujjat site. So you'll be able to do them in your own time whenever you want. You can forward it, you can do whatever you want. And they're all uploaded and they're on there. If you go now, you will find them on there. Munajat of Imam Ali, my goodness, it's one of the most beautiful munajats we have. And munajat comes from najwa, which means a whispered secret conversation. It is so beautiful. It's also known as munajat of Masjid al-Kufa. I don't think there is any dua like this. There is any munajat recited, not only today, not only tomorrow, till the end of Ramadan, but even during the rest of the year. It is just amazing. It's a relationship. It shows you the relationship between Allah and the human being through Asma'ul Husna. If you can, even one part of Joshin Kabir. I know there's 100 parts. Even one. One a day. Up and carry on after Ramadan. It is just something else. Joshua means an armor. But today our focus is Juz 19. And an overall view, I told you the Quran was revealed in ayat, 6,236 ayat. But compiled, it was compiled into chapters or surah. So there's 114 surah. So we're going to journal Juz 19. And now you're quite used to it. So you know exactly what I'm going to say. Journaling is there, so we're able to connect to the Quran, so we're able to personalize our Qurans, and we're able to start loving them. before you start wudu, recite in Arabic, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله and the dua of the Prophet وَلْزَمْ قَلْبِي حِفْظَ كِتَابِكَ كَمَا عَلَّمْتَنِي make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. In other words, make me love you, make me love the book. It's just phenomenal. And that's what we want to do. We want to make this our go-to book, something we go to for absolutely everything. Now we started Surat al-Furqan yesterday, so just a little bit of an overview of Surat al-Furqan if you remember. I said in this surah, if you want to remember Furqan, just remember the characteristics of those who submit to the Rahman, and that's what we're going to do today. It's phenomenal. Furqan literally means that which separates right from wrong. And yesterday we looked at the objections that the Makkans had against the Prophet, and you can see that in contrast to what we're going to do today. So what we're going to start with is we're going to start with Ayah 63. Now if you look at my Quran, right here, you can see it. So we're going to go down from Ayah 63 right down to the end. And I'd like you to stay with me so we can see what we're going to do. So stay with your Qurans and we'll talk about it. So Allah says, "Wa ibadur Rahman," and the servants of the beneficent, the servants of the incredibly kind. Can you see I've highlighted it over there? What do they do? Alladhina yamshuna alal ardi hawnan. They walk on the earth humbly. So in other words, their way of life is dominated by humility. Wa idha khatamahul jahilun. When they meet the ignorant, qalu salama. They say salam. That means when they're insulted with ignorance, they punish ignorance with kindness. You know, Imam Ali said, be like the flower that leaves its fragrance, even on the hand that crushes it. These are such amazing qualities. And I've also written them all down here. And you could do the same as well. The second thing he says, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They at the night, they're doing sajda and they're standing. So in other words, their nighttime activity is talking to their Rabb. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, and they who say, رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Our Rabb, keep us away from the punishment of Jahannam. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. It's an awful punishment. So in other words, they have a powerful vision of the Akhirah. Literally, they can see when they're doing something wrong. إِنَّهَا سَاعَتْ مُسْتَقَرًا وَمُقَامًا. It's an awful place. Next one. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتَرُوا. And when they spend, they're never OTT, they're not extravagant, nor are they stingy. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They're in between. So, their shopping habits, moderation. They're not stingy, and they're not overly, you know, extravagant as well. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخر. They never do shirk. وَلَا يَقْتَلُونَ النَّفْسِ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. They never kill anyone. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They are not indecent in themselves. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. And you know what? They will not find something out of that. So they don't do these things. Then let's look at Ayah 70. And Allah says, if they do any of those horrible things, but he says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. Immediately they do tawbah. وَآمَنَ. They believe. وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. If they do good deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَسَنَاتٍ. Isn't that beautiful? He says, when they do tawbah, Allah changes their bad deeds into good. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is all-forgiving and all-merciful. Now what else don't they do? وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. They do not witness falsehood passively. That means if they see something's wrong, they don't just sit there. They don't do it passively. They don't do that. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And they leave useless talk with dignity. In other words, they have no patience with falsehood. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. And when they're reminded of the ayat of their Rabb, لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا. They don't fall out deaf and blind. In other words, when exposed to the ayat of their Rabb, they listen and they submit. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ. I love this ayah, and you should love it too, because you should recite it in every kunut. You know what they say? رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا. Oh, our Rabb, grant us. مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا. In our spouses. وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا. In our children. قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Coolness of my eyes. وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us those who are guides, and make us the leaders of those who are God conscious. Now you know, when you look at this, you got to think of the Arab rider in the desert. Imagine there's a sandstorm and there's sand coming in his eyes. Now his camel has got he's got windscreen wipers. His camel can wipe away the sand from his eyes, but he can't. So he covers everything, but he can't cover his eyes. So his eyes are burning. And when he gets to a shelter, he says, this is my qurrata ayn. This is coolness to my eyes. So we're saying, Ya Allah, make our families coolness to my eyes. So these people are very family orientated. And look what Allah gives them. Ulaika yujzawna al-ghurfata. He gives them these high places in Jannah. Bima sabaru, because they were patient. Wa yulaqawna fiha tahiyatan wa salama. And they'll be greeted with salams, greetings and salam. Khalidina fiha, they will live in there always. Hasunat mustaqarra wa mukama. What a wonderful place that is to be there. It is just phenomenal. So write them down. You can highlight them and you can write them down and make them a tick list and see what we do. So I'd like to now go on to Surah Shu'ara. That's the next surah. And you can see I've put Surah Shu'ara there. I've cut it out. And literally, although I put Quran revealed to the heart of the Prophet and we're going to talk about it, Surah Shu'ara is warnings. All the prophets that are mentioned in here is about warnings. You find stories of previous prophets here and it is about warnings. So what we're going to look at first is we're going to look at how Prophet Ibrahim describes Allah. It is so, so amazing. So we're going to go to Ayah 78. There we go. I've got it in my Quran. Ayah 78 down. Okay. So let's see what he says. It is so lovely. This is how he describes Allah. He says, Alladhi khalakani. Let me go back to the. There we go. Alladhi khalakani fahuwa yahdin. Allah is He who created me, then He guides me. What did He guide me with? He gave me intellect. He guides me with my intellect. Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yaskin. And it is He who gives me to eat and drink. He gives me sustenance. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I am sick, He cures me. Look here, He didn't say He makes me sick. No, no, no. He says, when I am sick, Allah cures me. Isn't it amazing? وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحِينَ. And He will cause me to die and give me life. Death is part of living. And then, oh, it's beautiful. وَالَّذِي أَتْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And it is He who I hope will forgive my mistakes on the day of judgment. Isn't it beautiful? That is our istighfar in the month of Ramadan. So you can see, I've highlighted all these down here. Now you could highlight those in yellow later on. These are the du'as, but we don't have time to look at them. You could do that and read them. They're quite simple. But what we're going to look at now is Ayah 192 to Ayah 195. And here we find where the Quran is revealed to the heart of the Prophet. So what does Allah say? Wa innahu latanzeelu rabbil alameen. And no doubt, this is something that has been sent down by Rabbul Alameen, by the Rabb of the worlds. Where? Nazala bihi ruhul amin. Oh, who brought it down? Nazala, the one who brought it down is Ruh, that's Jibreel. And he's Amin, he's trustworthy, he's truthful and trustworthy. And he brought it down to a trustworthy messenger. The Prophet is known as TTC. Truthful, trustworthy, compassionate. Ala qalbika, to your heart, O Muhammad. Litakuna min al-munzirin, so that you can be a warning. I told you this surah is all about warnings. Bilisanin arabiyyin mubin, in clear Arabic speech. Now you can see I've put it down there. I've highlighted it. And then I've written Lohe Mahfuz. And then I've put the heart of the Prophet. You can write that down and you can put that there as well. All at once. And this was revealed on Laylatul Qadr. All at once. And then over 23 years, obviously, it was done piecemeal as to when the occasion demanded it. Now I could, what I haven't written here and which you could write, is in between Lawhe Mahfuz, El Baytul Ma'mur, right? This is the house that is totally in the heavens, right above the Kaaba. So you can imagine Lawhe Mahfuz, guarded tablet, then Baytul Ma'mur, then the heart of the Prophet. Okay. And now we're going to look at 2-4, where this surah gets its name. So this is saying Washu'ara. My goodness, it's talking about the poets. And as the poets, Yattabi'humul ghawun, they go astray. So what is Allah trying to say? See, the poets in before were the philosophical leaders of the Quraysh, and they were regardless as highly educated entertainers. They were the social, cultural elite of the Arabs. But they needed two things. They needed audience and they needed money. So that was the incentive they needed. The Prophet always said, "Ma asalukum alayhi ajran." I don't want anything from you. He said, "Illa al-mawaddata fil qurba." He would say, "Illa dhikra lil alameen," that you read this book. Or he would say that I need you to love those, my near ones. But the poets needed this. So the poets would change their talk to suit their audience. That's what they would do. And therefore, if you look, I'll put it down in my Quran. If you can have a look, I've highlighted Sha'ara. I've written exactly what I told you. I've put it on a bit of a post-it note so I can remember. But they would change their topics, they would change their subjects. And the Prophet here, his message never changed. It was exactly the same. So Sha'ara mentioned here as the poets, they were the elite, but now we find the Prophet as an absolutely amazing person. We're going to now look at Surat An-Naml. Oh my goodness, the ant. And Surat An-Naml is about, if you think of Naml, the ant, think of invitation to believe. That's what it's all about. There's the story of Prophet Sulaiman and the Queen of Sheba and the mission of the Prophet. Okay, so let's look at this. So what we're going to look at is where this comes from, or where the name comes from, which is Naml. And Naml is in essence an ant. So what happens? Let's have a look at what happens here. So there's Prophet Sulaiman, okay, and he's with his massive armies all there. And he comes to the valley of Naml, to the valley of the ants. Hatta idha atau ala wadi Naml. And suddenly Galat, the chief of the ants, Namlatun, she says, Ya ayyuhan Naml, oh ants, udqulu masanikakum, go quickly into your homes. La yahtimannakum Sulaiman. Sulaiman is coming, wa junudhum, and his hosts. Wahum la yash'urun. La yahtimannakum, he might crush you. And we're told that Prophet Sulaiman smiled. He smiled and he said, he picked up the ant in his hand and he said, you know that I understand your language, I would not crush you. She said, that's not what I meant. I meant that when these little creatures would see the glory of your army, then their egos would get crushed. They think they're really small. I didn't want them to feel that way. And then she said, oh Sulaiman, who is better right now, me or you? And he said, you tell me. And she said, I am on the hand of a prophet and you are on the ground. So at this moment, I am better than you. I love this story, absolutely love it. So you can see, there is Naml. Can you see that? Ayah 18, I've highlighted it there. And I've drawn a hand here, so I remember that story. Can you see that? And what does Prophet Sulaiman do? When he hears this, he doesn't say, oh, I'm great, I've got a massive army. He says, Ya Allah, inspire me to be grateful. So you can highlight that in yellow as well. That was his dua. But what I'd like to look at now, oh my goodness, is that throne. I've cut it out from the website and I've put it here. And it's the throne of Bilqis and I've highlighted it. Hada min fadli Rabbi. And you can see it here. Can you see that? Hada min fadli Rabbi. So let's have a look at this ayah that talks about Hada min fadli Rabbi. So if you turn to your Quran, I'll go back to your Quran so you can see it. Can you see that? I've stuck it over there. And we're going to talk about Hada min fadli Rabbi. So it's in Surah An-Naml. And we're looking at ayah 200. Are we looking at 200? No, we're looking at ayah 40, sorry. So we're looking at ayah 40. Now let's see what happens over here, okay? So we're going to start off by looking at this throne of Bilqis. How did he come? What happened? So let me tell you the story first, okay? So what happens is that Prophet Sulaiman writes to her and says, I ask you to submit to Allah. And that is why there's two bismillahs in this surah, because he starts the letter with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And she consults with her cabinet as such, with her advisors, and they decide to send him lots of presents. And you'll find that all in the beginning here. And they send him all these presents. And when he gets those presents, he sends them back. He says, no, I have a better gift from Allah. This belief, this iman is a much better gift. What Allah has given me is so much better. And he said, go, take them back. And then he gets his advisors together. So she gets her advisors, he gets his advisors together, and that's in ayah 38. He says, oh chiefs, can you see that? down here. He says, قَالَ. He tells his chiefs, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلُومُ أَيُّكُمْ يَعْتِينِي بِأَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَنْ يُؤْتِينِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Is there anybody can bring me her throne before they come to me in submission? Because she was going to come and visit him. So somebody from the jinn, now this is where he says, قَالَ أَفْرِيتُم مِّنَ الْجِنِ. Afrit is a jinn he wasn't very good. He was somebody who was mean. But anyway, he was afrit, he was insultive, he was arrogant. So the afrit min al-jinn says, أَنَا أَعْتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَقُومَ مِنْ مَكَامِكَ. I can bring it for you before you even get up from here. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ. I mean, and I am strong and I can do this. And Prophet Sulaiman said, can anybody else bring it? And قَالِ الَّذِي إِنْدَهُ إِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. And the one who had a little bit of knowledge from the book, we're told that Prophet Sulaiman taught him, his name was Asif bin Barqiya, taught him one part of 73 parts of the book. So even knowing that much, he says, أَنَا أَعْتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ تَرْفُكَ. I can bring it of you before you blink your eyes. Can you imagine? فَلَمَّا رَعَهُ مُسْتَكِرًا إِنْدَهُ كَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. Isn't that amazing? So he brings it. And he says, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. He sort of folds up the earth, goes into the court of Bilqis, and he brings her throne. But I wanted to highlight to you, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. Whenever something amazing happens, every day. Waking up in the morning is amazing. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the fadl of my Rabb. Keep on saying it. It's amazing because he gives us so much. And this is the way of saying, I thank Ya Allah. You are just amazing. So that in essence is Surah An-Naml, or part of Surah An-Naml that we've done. And inshallah we will continue with looking at Juz 20. My goodness, Juz 20 tomorrow. But before we end, Surah Al-Fatiha for the marhumin, for those who are ill, and for all of those who are in trouble. We recite the dua for protection and the ziyara of Abu Abdullah. Can you do that with me? Come on. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawabs for the marhumin. Pray for those who are ill and all those who are in trouble. لي خمسة عطفي بها حر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. في أمان الله كريم. Please remember me in your du'as tonight. You are always in mine. Inshallah.